They're empowered. It is 908-788-6335 for breastfeeding questions and 908-788-MOMS for classes.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll be here again next week and same time, same station. And stay healthy, folks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? Mommy Hunterdon is the local affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Your Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday every month. Please call Mommy Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join Mommy Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Georgine Trinkle, and we're live here at Hot and Hunter tonight.
With college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, career college funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Clementon, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and new build rentals on the site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
The Zika virus is spreading in Florida.
We just announced this morning, on top of the 4 cases we announced on Friday, we have 10 more cases.
In a news conference today, Governor Rick Scott said the risk of local transmission is believed to be occurring only in a 1 square mile area of north downtown Miami. The state confirmed its first 4 non-travel related cases of the virus last week. New York City Mayor de Blasio.
call victims of racist police brutality. According to their Facebook page, the group claims there's been no accountability in several police-involved shootings with black people.
18-year-old Paul O'Neill was shot Thursday night after he crashed a stolen vehicle into two squad cars in Chicago. An independent police review authority will determine if any policies or laws were violated in the shooting.
I said from day one, when officers engage in intentional misconduct or inappropriate behavior, they have to be held accountable. But we are
Hi, this is Georgine Trinkle, your host. We are live in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon, and I think Larry was off today because he wasn't in the studio here. So I did bring someone in the studio today, so I am happy to announce that I have Debbie Weiss with me. She is the State Farm agent in Phillipsburg. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Excellent. So we always like to let people know about the weather. So today is September 12th, and we're going to bring you the weather forecast in just one moment. So stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Georgine Trickle at Hot and Hunterdon, and you caught me giggling here in the studio. My guest was making me laugh, so we're happy to have her in the studio. And the forecast for today. So our tradition here, Debbie, is always we have to figure out what day we can call in sick or take a vacation day for those that are a little more ethical. Me, I just, let's call in sick. I never do it, but boy, does it sound good. So I'm going to say tomorrow is a good day to call in sick. Today was a beautiful day. If you had a chance to enjoy it, I hope you saw the beautiful September skies, about 80 degrees. We're looking at a clear and cool night tonight, 53. So if you still have your pool open, you might want to consider a solar cover because you're going to be losing a lot of heat this evening. Tomorrow we have our beautiful shore day, and it's sunny and a high of 83. A little bit warmer tomorrow night with a low around 60 degrees. Wednesday is looking like a beautiful September sky again with a mostly sunny sky and a high of 88. We might see some rain for those poor plants and the lawns that we have around here in Hunterdon County. They are looking a little sad. There's just a slight chance of showers, but Thursday is a cooler day, a high of 74, and Friday looks like a beautiful sunny day with a high of around 75 degrees. So I'm happy to say we have a great weather week. Stay with us for the sponsor.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Now we're back here in the studio. We're going to start off with a quote. So we're here with our State Farm Good Neighbor agent, Debbie Weiss, and we're going to be talking about safety and driving and planning and all the things that are important when we talk about insurance and our community, how we support our community through preparation. And so we're going to do a quote today from someone who I really admire and appreciate, Gloria Steinem. And she said this, without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. So for all of you that like to plan and think big picture and what the future holds, don't forget about those possibilities. Life sometimes brings us things that we can't ever imagine. Sometimes those are great things, and sometimes they're just filled with heartbreak. But since we don't offer mental health counseling on this hour, Debbie, we're going to just go with the sunny skies and a bright future and the possibilities as in hope. So we're going to be doing Hope Springs Eternal here today. But we do have to plan, especially when it comes to our property, our lives, our businesses. And the best way to do that usually is with an insurance agent. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your business and what you are able to do for the community and for individuals.
Sure. Thank you, Georgine. So I have been a State Farm agent for over 21 years. It's a second career for me. And honestly, it would have been hard for me to imagine 30 years ago that this is what I was going to do. Being an insurance agent on the surface might not sound like a very exciting thing, but what I've learned since I've been doing it, that it is extremely, extremely rewarding because every day I get to help someone when they're in an unexpected position. And nothing is more rewarding than being that person who can actually, you know, be there for somebody else. So we do that when people purchase auto and homeowners insurance, different types of homeowners insurance, umbrella policies, and life insurance, business insurance, all that stuff. I could talk about the details forever, but I don't want to bore you.
Do you mean to say that your insurance career didn't come with a superhero costume? Because you do fly into dangerous situations when there are disasters. You and your team at the Phillipsburg office are sending out emails and making phone calls and reminding people what to do for precautionary things. So, and then there are the rescues, the floods that, you know, you visit the homes after the water has receded and how to rebuild. And since we are talking about hope, you do need an agent that you can trust and someone who reviews your policy every year like you and Gary do for me and say, okay, why do you have five cars? Do you really need rental insurance on your policies? Maybe you could just take another car that day. But it's things we don't think about because we're enmeshed in our own lives and not able to think about what could happen and how to prepare and plan for that.
Absolutely. One of the best things is when, not that it's great when someone has a tragedy, obviously, or a claim, but we really do take pride in the fact that we're just not an 800 number that you call, that we want to build a relationship, a lifetime relationship with our customers, and our customers walk through the door just to pay their bill every month and to say hello to all of us and catch us up on what's going on, and our dog comes to the office with us, so they come to see Yogi and feed him treats, and now he's really pleasantly plump. But, you know, when we get that phone call that somebody has had an accident or a fire, we know that person. We know that family personally. And it just makes us all the more invested to be the ones that are going to show up and help them through the difficult time.
And that is everything. You know, life really is about relationships and building relationships. And when you know that that person that was driving the car, or you know you've been to the home where, you know, someone had an accident or an issue, it helps you in the problem-solving piece of it because you have a relationship with that person. You know them. And it is a great thing to have a relationship with an insurance company and to have that personal connection where you can call and ask a question and say, well, what about this? And, you know, is this, if I do this, what how should the deductibles for these things be? And, you know, the world is a crazy and unpredictable place, and you want to make sure that if something were to happen, that your lifestyle wouldn't change. If something that was beyond your control happened, do you have enough coverage?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that we found most frustrating over the years is how to – people don't want to think about that. They don't want to put themselves – a lot of times, all of us don't want to put ourselves in that what-if place, imagining that our home burned down or that our loved one suddenly died. It's uncomfortable for everybody. So it's sometimes very difficult for us to connect – and convince our policyholders to just take 10 minutes to just talk to us, whether it be on the phone or in person, just so that we can point out those things. We're not there to sell you something, which, unfortunately, that's what most people think. Well, my job is to make sure that you're protected, but I can't make those decisions for you. I'm just there to educate you and let you make informed decisions.
Well, the people who have been to your office, Debbie, they know that you're not there selling things. You have things to sell, but that's not why you're there. And we're going to talk about that and some of the great things that you do out of your office and in the community. We're going to do a break now, but we'll be back with Debbie Weiss, State Farm Agent.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back here in the studio at Houghton Hunterdon talking to Debbie Weiss, State Farm Agent in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, about some of the good work that's being done in the community. And one of the reasons I was so happy to have Debbie here in the studio is so we could talk a little bit about the State Farm Good Neighbor Foundation, who has provided a grant to Norwest CAP along with law enforcement partners to look at teen driving safety. And Debbie, I wanted to tell you a story. A couple Sundays ago, I was running along the service road of Route 78, and I saw a terrible accident. I mean, terrible. And it seems like, I'll post it on our Facebook page, that it doesn't just seem like it, but there has been more fatalities on the roadways in New Jersey. And we know that there's a lot of different variables for these accidents and their fatalities. There's no comeback from that. You don't get up and walk away from them. And we know with teen drivers that there are often single car accidents. You know, we did a lot of the research for the foundation grant showing in our rural areas in Warren County and Hunterdon County, we have roads that don't have lights. And the deer population, I don't think there's a resident in Hunterdon or Warren that, if not, has damaged a car or had significant damage to a car, totaled a car, or unfortunately has had some tragic relationship with a deer.
Yes.
They know someone who did.
Absolutely.
And so those are the things when we look at teen driving safety that are so critical in our area, those single vehicle accidents and the school bus. You know, not knowing and understanding the education with the school bus. We just saw schools go back in Phillipsburg today, and how many drivers tried to pass the school bus at the four-way stop sign while the kids were getting out. I lost count after two. I couldn't watch anymore. And that's why the State Farm Good Neighbor Grant is so important to us, because we're able to educate the teen drivers. We're able to do demonstrations both at Warren Hills and at Phillipsburg schools to show the teen drivers what it means when we say you can't be impaired, that this impacts your driving, this impacts your life if you think you can have a drink, and you know, and the dangers of underage drinking or some other type of impairment. And then night safety goggles, you know, doing that, they're amazing. I never did,
yes.
But
unbelievable.
And our surveys were, I think there was only one teenager that decided that the classes didn't have any impact, but we're able to educate over 600 children. It's our second year of the grant, and we're planning for this coming year to get our plans in order now that school is back. But it's such a scary thing with a teenage driver, and it's so important that the parents understand or the guardians understand what that graduated driver's license really means and what the points are as a parent, what you're responsible for. And the other thing, Debbie, is maybe you could just talk the passengers, the rear seat belts. You know, that's been something we focused on with our grant, because the kids are going in the back seat and they're not putting their seat belt on. And unfortunately, the number of ejections during accidents, single and multi-vehicle accidents, is rising. So we've got to get that message out.
I agree. I actually, you said before about the parents, and before I came in here today, actually my son is taking driver ed in high school. And so I looked at some of the brochures. Obviously school just started, so I'm not too involved yet, and he won't be 16 until the spring. But one brochure that the Motor Vehicles is giving out is that there's been research done that has found that teens whose parents set rules and pay attention to their driving activities in a helpful, supportive way are half as likely to be involved in a crash than those who don't.
Right there. How could you not?
Exactly. I thought that was an unbelievably interesting statistic that I don't think that I would have realized. Also, only 65% of teens consistently wear their seatbelt as both a driver and a passenger, and I honestly find that shocking. It's not like when we grew up where that was the norm and then we had to get used to wearing a seatbelt.
I was going to say, I'm so old, they didn't have seatbelts.
Yeah, right, exactly. We just laid in the back.
Or on top of the pickup truck,
yeah.
On the cab. Held on top. It wasn't a big deal.
That's true.
Is a good point, because we do get lackadaisical, and we think, because we've come so far, we think there's no way that we're going back to this uneducated thing that, oh, it's personal, it's my personal choice to wear a seatbelt, or no, this will save your life, and it will save the lives of whoever's in the backseat of your car. Do not drive away unless they're clicked in.
And I think that's the point of the graduated license, that you can't be driving with more than one friend, because this is the kind of thing that happens when a bunch of kids unfortunately get together. So, and you know, you mentioned, you know, driving while drinking.
actually, teens are less likely than adults now to do that, which is a great thing. I think maybe we've all of the work that has been done has obviously reaped the benefit. However, if they do, they're much more likely to have a severe accident than an adult. And I think we also know that distracted driving is the topic going forward that needs to really gain attention, and not just with the cell phones. I think that, you know, I have to say that I've been at fault. I know it's the law that you're not supposed to look at your cell phone at a light. And I don't do it when I'm driving. But every once in a while, I have to say I'm guilty. And my kids will say, you know, Mom, and I think to myself, oh my goodness, I can't believe that this is the example that I'm setting. And I'm in this business. I hate to admit it, but I've done it. I think we've all done it. And we really need to realize, even if your kids are 10 years old or, you know, not even close to driving age, that's what you're their role model for everything.
And you do have to set an example. And I think that you're right. We all get caught up in the moment of wanting to check something, and we forget that we're on a roadway that can be very, very dangerous. In New Jersey in 2016, we had 385 fatal accidents, and of those, there were 405 fatalities. And that number is just way too high. It is way too high, and we have to remember we can't get distracted. That it is really a dangerous playground to be on the road in New Jersey. And we have to do what we can to set a good example, to really pay attention and pay focused attention to what we're doing. I know in the Phillipsburg High School last year, the distracted driving with the texting,
yes,
letting the kids text and then end up, you know, half a football field away. They really were able to see what happens when you take your eyes off the road. And I think we need more messages with that. But it's not just texting. It's, you know, hands-free, but you're having a terrible conversation with someone and you forget that you're driving. It's letting the road get the best of us. I witnessed a road rage incident. Incident last Tuesday on Route 22, and someone, it was terrible. And someone threw their coffee cup at the other car. You know, and you just thought, and today, and
oh,
you know,
goodness.
just drive away. You know, the consequences of, going into an altercation with a stranger on a roadway is just
over what?
Yeah,
for what?
Yeah,
makes no sense.
So those are the things that why we need State Farm Foundation and why we need the information so that we can cut down the number of teenage accidents by 50%. Those are the things we really have to focus on, and we're so glad that we have State Farm to do that and committed agents like Debbie Weiss, who's out in the community all the time speaking, getting the trailer,
yes,
to the different high schools,
yes,
so that there's a nice interaction for the kids. So learning is great when it can be fun and have activities and different people telling you the same message. That's when it's really effective.
Yeah, I think the hands-on activities, like you said, you know, you can tell someone something a million times, but until they experience it themselves, that's when it really hits home. And that's what's nice about the simulator and about those activities that you're talking about, you know, that show how distracted you truly are when you're texting. And it only takes a few seconds.
It's true. And I think that the importance of how we deliver the message with the foundation money is that we're able to have the police officers bring that message to the children. So the teenagers, the teenage drivers, so that they know the police are concerned about their safety, that unfortunately they witness fatalities, yeah, certainly throughout the year. There's, unfortunately, that's what they see, and they don't want that to happen, and none of us wants that to happen. We're all committed to trying to have a safer roadway, and when we have 405 fatalities in 2016 in our state, we know that we have to do a better job, increase our messaging, and really be certain that the rules are being followed.
Absolutely.
And it is, I am a little hopeful. I'm glad that you shared about the teenagers being less likely to drive while impaired with alcohol, because that has been a terrible, terrible tragedy on New Jersey roadways. So I'm glad to see that we are changing the trend there. We do have to take a commercial break and a news break, and we will be back to talk to Debbie a little bit more and a little bit more comprehensive about some of the great strategies for teen driving and some of the things that you could do to ensure that when you're in a vehicle, you're thinking safety first. So stay with us. So I think we'll do the weather, and then we will, no, you know what? We'll do the news. We're going to do the news, and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
She called them racist, sexist, xenophobic, Islamophobic. She called half of our supporters a basket of deplorables.
Donald Trump calling out Hillary Clinton for her attack against his supporters. Trump went on to say that Clinton tries to paint anyone who opposes her and her agenda as being phobic of some kind. He said someone who insults that many Americans is unfit to be president of the United States.
And I've decided the right thing to do is to stand down as the Member of Parliament for Whitney.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron saying that he's going to be stepping down from Parliament as he does not want to be a distraction to the new British Prime Minister. And the folks behind the Oxford English Dictionary saying more words are being added from popular culture. YOLO, the acronym for You Only Live Once, now officially in the dictionary. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Occidental College in California in the spotlight for having anti-American students after a 9/11 memorial display was repeatedly attacked. Here's the story.
In the quad of Occidental College in Eagle Rock, volunteers placed 2,997 American flags for each of the victims that died during the terror attacks 15 years ago. Officials say vandals crushed, snapped, and picked up all of the flags and threw them in the garbage. The vandals also put up posters and flyers that shame the victims of 9/11. The school says they are investigating and will take the necessary disciplinary action if needed. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
A man facing attempted murder charges after he allegedly put a bomb inside a car that was parked outside a Tennessee nursing home. Mitchell Oaks was arrested on Sunday, one day after police say he planted the explosive device. Police say the car belonged to someone that Oaks had been romantically involved with. Get more news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
If you keep your Galaxy Note 7 from Samsung in your pocket, there's a very good possibility your pants will burst into flame. No, I'm not kidding. That's why they're issuing a recall. Here's Chris Barnes.
Samsung says if you own a Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, turn it off now and then turn it in. The South Korean electronics giant encouraging people to swap it out for a different phone after reports of problems with the battery that can cause the device to catch fire. Samsung says customers will get another device until the company issues a new Note 7 that doesn't have the problem. Samsung announcing a voluntary recall of 2.5 million Note 7 devices just 2 weeks after those phones first came out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Saplings of the survivor tree from 9/11 are going to be sent around the country. Here's Scott Pringle.
The survivor tree was discovered damaged after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, burned branches and damaged roots. It was removed from the rubble at Ground Zero and brought back years later after some care. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum says seedlings from this tree are now donated to places that have endured tragedy and show resilience. This year, seedlings are being sent to Orlando, France, and San Bernardino, communities recently rocked by violence and terrorism. The trees will serve as landmarks symbolizing resiliency and hope. Scott Pringle, New York.
Secretary of State Kerry saying he's hoping the best from a ceasefire in Syria that went into effect today. A truce was negotiated by the U.S. and Russia. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
And we are on the air here at Hot and Hunterdon. And my name is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host, and I'm visited today in the studio here in Flemington on this beautiful September day with Debbie Weiss. And we're talking about being a State Farm agent and being a good neighbor with the State Farm Foundation. And Debbie, one of the things that she does in addition to helping with the teen driver safety and some of the other prevention things we do in the community, is she was also always supportive for our Cops on the Run, which helps during these times when there are negative images of police officers, helps to bring the community together so they understand all about the community policing. And the teen driver safety helps with our community policing initiatives as well. It gets us face-to-face with the kids, lets them see the police officers. They're not there just to give a ticket, and they certainly don't give any tickets when they're doing our foundation work, just to make that clear. but it is important that they understand the enforcement side so that they can equally appreciate the preventative side. So you were talking about some great things as a parent you could do to instill and to prevent your children not using a seatbelt, and I think that's such good advice.
Yeah, 66% of teens say they care about their parents' opinion on cell phone use while driving, and 56% say they rely on their parents on how to learn how to drive. So if you don't think that you are making an impact, you're wrong. Kids are watching you. They're watching everything you do. They're curious. That's how they learn. And as I said earlier, I believe that we have to be good examples. We have to set rules. We have to enforce the rules. I do also have some people, you know, nowadays with technology, there are a lot of online tools out there, telematics tools that you can actually keep track of the speed that your teen is driving.
Can you tell us about that? Because I only heard about this for the first time when a friend had a teenage driver. So a lot of people probably aren't familiar with the technology.
I'm honestly only familiar with State Farm's technology, but I do know that there are other things out there. We have a program that's actually used to help people keep the cost of their insurance down based on the number of miles that they drive as well as their driving habits. And just by having a chip that you kind of keep in your glove compartment and you install an app on your smartphone, and as long as you have your phone with you when you're driving, so your teen could have that app on their phone and have their phone registered while they're driving, the app will monitor different driving habits. It will monitor not exactly how quickly you're going, but if you go over a certain speed limit, it will let you know. It will let you know if you are taking turns too sharply. It can track how many miles per hour you're driving when you come and approach the turn. It'll tell you whether you are braking too hard. You know, you're stopping short a lot. You're accelerating too quickly. All things that I know myself as a parent, I would be very interested to know that when my son was on the road, you know, he'll tell me that he wasn't speeding, but it would kind of be nice to have
hard data. I have to say, myself as a driver, you know, it's very eye-opening just for myself. You know, it's kind of like a game because I think I got only a B minus or a C plus on my turns or something, and I, you know, it drove me crazy. I couldn't figure out what was it that I was doing. It has actually been shown that people who use this technology, all people, not just teenagers, all drivers, that they are less likely to have an accident because you're aware of your habits. It's just like any other game, even though you're kind of playing it with yourself, if it's just, you know, for your own personal use. Like I said, I didn't want to get a C minus or a B minus or whatever it was.
It's tough being a type A personality, yeah. Isn't it, Debbie? It's a little difficult. But that is such amazing technology.
Yeah, it is.
And it really, I bet you use less brakes. You don't have to get your brakes changed so often.
That's true.
Those are such great tips, and things change so often that we forget to use the technology that's available in order to apply new solutions to issues. And as you said, there are a lot of things with teen driving that has improved over the past several years, along with the graduated driver's license. And we still have much to do. It's sad to me. We have more male drivers than female drivers that are involved in teen crashes. I don't know why. I'd love to know why. Do you have any insight on that?
I mean, as a group, you know, when I go in and I talk to the high school students, it's always an interesting reaction when I bring that up. And the kids, a lot of them already are aware of that. And of course, the girls are ha-ha. And, you know, anything with insurance rates are all regulated by each individual state's Department of Insurance. And any rate or discount that is approved all has to be based on actual statistics. You just can't pull something out of the sky. And so it has been shown that male drivers as a group are much more likely to engage in more reckless driving behavior, being more distracted, you know, when they're with their friends, speeding, driving a little crazy, that kind of stuff. And so, again, as a group, we have pay many more claims on young male drivers. And so that's why they pay the price as far as higher insurance premiums.
Now, you know where I'm going to go with this. So can I make the theory then that females are better drivers than males?
Absolutely.
And that's why we love Debbie. I can take a little fact and I can apply it to whatever point I want to make. And that's why I have my own radio show here in Hunterdon. Because we do have some facts, right?
Yep.
There are more male drivers than female drivers that are involved in crashes as teenagers. So I feel pretty confident that I can say female teenage drivers are better drivers.
As a group, this is true.
She's trying not to get me in too much trouble. But there are some really sad facts. And it's one of the reasons why Debbie and I have been working together along with the Washington Township Police Department and the Phillipsburg Police Department. And that is this reason. It is because in motor vehicle crashes are still the leading cause of death for young people in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and also across the nation between the ages of 16 and 20. And that is too young. That is too young. So we want to change that number. And we know every 10 minutes a teen crashes in New Jersey. And unfortunately, we still need to do more education because teen crashes are most often the result of distraction, inexperience, speeding, and of course, what we talked about earlier, the failure to yield or to stop for that school bus and really understand and know what that means. You know, it's inexperience and it's uneducation about how to drive. So these are the reasons we've been partnering together with Debbie Weiss, who is a Phillipsburg State Farm insurance agent, and along with the Good Neighbor Foundation, who puts money aside for teen driver safety. Those are really critical things, and we really need to make sure that all the teens in our communities go home at night, that they're not involved in crashes, and that there's not fatalities. And it's just a tragic end, and when it is unnecessary, we want to stop that. We want to make sure that everyone has their seatbelt on. We want to make sure people aren't speeding, and we want to make sure that there's an awareness about our environment when we're driving. So thanks for sharing all these tips with us, Debbie. I have to pay the bills around here, otherwise they don't let me make suppositions okay. and jump and leap on facts to say women are better drivers. So we're going to do some commercials, and we'll be back here at Hot and 100, and stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterton County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And this is Georgine Trinkle back in the studio with Debbie making me giggle before, I guess, really when the you have to get all my giggling out while we're on commercial. Otherwise, we run into a little bit of trouble here. But as you can probably tell, it's such a joy to have Debbie here in the studio and to have her supporting the work of Norwest CAP and the Phillipsburg Police Department and the Washington Township Police Department when it comes to education and teen driver safety and our community, supporting our community. We were just talking briefly about our Cops on the Run that we held in August, and the State Farm, you know, obviously they support a lot of our programs, including being an educator and coming out and talking about if you're a renter, how to have insurance, what kind of insurance to buy. Unfortunately, we find too often after the fact, Debbie, and I know you know this, that people that are renting, they think they have insurance. They think they have renter's insurance. And then there's something tragic like a fire, as there was in Phillipsburg last year, and people really were certain that they were paying for insurance. They weren't. They didn't have it. And we really need to educate people on that. And you did a great job talking to our group about that.
Thank you. The you know, back in the spring, there was that explosion.
Yes.
Remember that?
I will never forget that.
And unfortunately, someone in the neighboring house was a relative of somebody that I know. And
they didn't have renter's insurance, and they had little children, and they were displaced, and they lost a lot of their belongings, and they lost their home. And when I spoke to the relative, I pleaded with them. It could cost $11 a month. $11 a month. Think of what you spend $11 a month on. How many coffees is that? You know, right? That's probably so. It's a week's worth of coffee. That right. If you had, you know, just taken the time to kind of understand the product, and I think a lot of times people just, I know people think either I don't need that or I can't afford that, and that to me was a perfect example of you can't afford not to have that.
Absolutely. And people, I think sometimes they forget that insurance can be very, very affordable. And even if you just have it for a catastrophe, at least you have something to fall back on, and some peace of mind that if something were to happen, that you won't lose everything, that you'll have something. And I don't know if you'll remember, but my house was struck by lightning. And I had a claim, which I had a check within 3 days, which was really lovely. But that was not preventable.
No.
But it traveled along my fence, hit my shed, traveled back to my house. And I lost a lot of appliances. And if I had to purchase all of those at once without any insurance coverage, that would have really hurt. It was, you know, all the electronic appliances, probably about 6 major ones. And it was nice to have insurance and to have the replacement value. And if you can't afford the replacement value, there's other kinds of policies. Just to understand if you have it or don't have it. I think for me, working with people in poverty, is that often we're in crisis and we need to move people to the prevention line so that they understand those small expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe you don't get the coffee today, so we right. make a sacrifice today, but then if something, you know, terrible were to happen, we do have some security.
Absolutely.
So that is part of it. And the other part that does upset me, and I'll have to find it and post it on our Facebook page. It was a New York Times article in the last year or so. It's about the number of people in poverty actually are dying in car accidents because of the quality of and safety of the vehicles that are being driven. And so we want to remind people, with New Jersey's laws changing with inspection, mm-hmm. and no longer looking at some of the critical safety features.
Yes.
People think, well, my car went through inspection. You know, if my brakes are kind of working, you know, where before maybe you would have gotten your brakes fixed before you went to the inspection station. So I'm not on board with the new thing, just checking emissions. They would look at the windshields. And I just felt they kept us all safe when we had a thorough inspection. Our tires, if your tires are bald or there's not enough tread on it, no one's looking at those things. So when you don't have any money and you can't afford a repair for something that isn't broken, you don't understand the consequence that could have. So I think the education that you do for us is really, really critical. So people can make a decision not to have insurance, but we just want them to know what that means and know if they have it or don't have it and have the choice to purchase it or not, and know that it could be something that really is $11, you know, really affordable. But often in our mindset, we think, I can't afford that, because we don't know.
Exactly. Or like I said when we first started talking, you don't want to think that that could ever happen. Who could have imagined an explosion? You know, who would have ever dreamt? You know, you couldn't dream that up.
It's true. It's true. And the damage, you know, it's still not fixed.
For sure.
And we saw with the, you know, on South Main Street, I see all the time the building that the car went through. It's still not fixed. So, you know, we do in our daily lives, we see the unimaginable, and we have to think about that when we're thinking about insurance and prevention and educating people about what tactics that they can take to make informed decisions.
Absolutely. I think it's just like anything else. You being informed is, information is power. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. And so tell us, do you like your office is in Phillipsburg, and it has been since I've been a customer over mm-hmm. there. But you do cover Hunterdon County. I want to make that clear. We haven't really talked about that. You're here at Hutton Hunterdon, and obviously there's a lot of crossovers for people that are familiar with New Jersey. You know, Hunterdon and Warren are neighboring counties, and you know, of course, you do business in Hunterdon County, and I know that you're very active with the Hunterdon County Chamber and with other groups in Hunterdon County and in Warren County. And you're limited to New Jersey, or do you also do other states?
I am limited to New Jersey. Right now, I'm only licensed in New Jersey, which is difficult when my clients move across the river over to Pennsylvania. But that might change in the future, and I might be able to get licensed in Pennsylvania. It was not an option for State Farm agents for many, many years, and now the rules have kind of loosened a little, so we'll see.
Oh,
but,
that's good.
But anywhere in New Jersey. So I do have clients, certainly, in many other counties, not just local.
Excellent. And we do want to say that you are out in the community often doing education, and we'll certainly have information at our fall festival on October 29th in Phillipsburg at Chappelle Park. I haven't talked to Jennifer if she wants us to do something formal this year.
That's where we did it last
year,
right?
Yes, okay. Or if she wants us to change it up. But we want to stay focused on the teenage fatalities and safe driving for teens, because we want to make sure that all of our teenagers, when they learn to drive, that every night they get to come home, and we want to keep those roadways safe because we know how dangerous they are. But do you want to just give out your contact information?
Sure.
That would be very helpful.
Sure, I appreciate that. So we have a website. It's www.debbieweiss.net, and we can always be reached by email at debbie@debbieweiss.net, or, of course, the old-fashioned way by picking up a telephone, 908-213-9402.
Excellent. And I thought the old-fashioned way was coming to the office. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe that is the old-fashioned way. You're right. You're right.
I'm not sure anymore.
Well, email is overtaking phones, I think. So.
And my phone never rings anymore. I don't even answer my phone, so there's a reason it doesn't ring.
I guess so.
I don't know why. The ringing phone seems like a disruption to me, where texting, you could make the phone call 10 times quicker.
I know.
But it seems more of a distraction to me, or a disruption. I have no idea. That's another non-logical thing that my brain comes up with, I guess. But Debbie, it's so great having you here. And we'll have to make sure that we have Jen Young to make sure she gets this podcast, so she knows that we have been telling everyone about the great work that the State Farm Foundation has been doing in our communities to help prevent tragic accidents for anyone, and certainly focusing on teens with our education. So that is a critical thing, and we appreciate bringing law enforcement partners into our community, keeping us all safe. Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being with us today and spending part of your day here and sharing your knowledge. Now, another thing about a State Farm agent you all may not know, unless you're a customer, is that on your birthday, they give you a call and they sing. So there really are a lot of great things. Thanks again, Debbie, for staying with us.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.
I've walked right through my shoes, just a small reminder of the hell that I've gone through. But look at me still smiling, 'cause I'm wondering what I'll do. 'Cause since I ain't got nothing, I got nothing to lose. Everybody say, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Well, my friends are always giving me watches, hats, and wine. That's how I know this.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
She called them racist, sexist, xenophobic, Islamophobic. She called half of our supporters a basket of deplorables.
Donald Trump calling out Hillary Clinton for her attack against his supporters. Trump went on to say that Clinton tries to paint anyone who opposes her and her agenda as being phobic of some kind. He said someone who insults that many Americans is unfit to be president of the United States.
And I've decided the right thing to do is to stand down as the member of parliament for Whitney.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron saying that he's going to be stepping down from parliament as he does not want to be a distraction to the new British Prime Minister. And the folks behind the Oxford English Dictionary saying more words are being added from popular culture. YOLO, the acronym for You Only Live Once, now officially in the dictionary. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Occidental College in California in the spotlight for having anti-American students after a 9/11 memorial display was repeatedly attacked. Here's the story.
In the quad of Occidental College in Eagle Rock, volunteers placed 2,997 American flags for each of the victims that died.